When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Still to come this morning, the news with Courtney at 7:45, and that includes Florida, not like the rest of us, and an unfortunate breathing on the food incident, which led to sibling-on-sibling violence in the Anything Goes state. So that's coming up, but right now, we should get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Where do you want to begin this morning, Shine?
Well, Greg, I believe it is only appropriate we begin with former head coach of the New England Patriots for almost a quarter century. That would be one Bill Belichick was on his normal appearance on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. And he was actually this week, Curtis, he was actually asked about the New England Patriots, the game against the Chicago Bears. Here is what Bill said about Drake May and the Patriots.
Yeah, well, I think he's done a good job when he's been able to scramble and run around, made some plays on play action where they can separate the defense, because the running game, when Stevenson can get it going, is, draw some of the coverage and the linebackers up and so forth. But to me, the bigger thing is just where the Bears are. I mean, they can't protect. They can't move the ball. They can't score any points. Jacksonville, same situation. I mean, you have several of these teams that just, we talked about this at the beginning of the year, Pat, in Chicago. You know, they have this all-star quarterback, these all-star receivers, the greatest skill players in the history of football. And the offensive line's a problem. They can't run the ball. They can't protect. Swift is doing all he can, but, you know, it's just, you know, hard.
Well, no surprise there. He believes it was more of a Chicago loss than a Patriots win. And if Boomer was right yesterday, he's not going to either Chicago or to Jacksonville, Bill Belichick.
Yeah. But that was part of the conversation what we had a little bit was it that the Bears were that bad? I think we even had it with Rich Keefe in the crossover. When you start to look at it, the real test isn't going to come until they go to Arizona or the following week at Buffalo. If they're able to beat one of those teams, I think then they'll get the credit. Because even if they beat the Rams next week, people are going to be like, it's the Rams, they stink. And then Miami and then the Colts. No one's going to give them credit until they actually beat.
Well, I give them credit for beating the Bears. I mean, they beat them soundly on the road. I understand that the offensive line was, and they had an injury there at the very, near the very beginning of the game. But that's a talented. That's at least as talented a roster as you have.
I agree.
They're more
with you.
Talented than you.
They are. And so I understand that they have the dysfunction going on, whether it's DJ Moore or whatever, but. You also, that's a team that got the number one pick in the draft. So I like.
How many games have the Patriots won where they've been favored?
Zero.
So they've beaten better teams three times.
Correct.
When I grew up, that was coaching. Yeah. No?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, whatever Bill says is not really that relevant. He'll be in the league next year, but it does not reflect him in a positive light. I would just say that.
Well, but I guess the only point that I'm making is we've seen this before. Until they beat, a good football team, there are always going to be excuses on why they won that game for the other team.
That's so silly, though, because season, like Greg brings up the dysfunction for this Bears team. Right. Yeah, that is one thing, but there was hopes were so high for the Bears going into the season. So people should just give the Patriots credit.
But they don't. Like, in week one, it was like, well, it was Cincinnati, Joe Burrow didn't.
No, they looked past them because they had the Chiefs next week.
Joe Burrow didn't really practice, but it was this, that, and the other. Then when they beat the Jets, it's like,
Aaron Rodgers is old.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is old. They stink.
They made the wrong decision in the coaching change.
Then when they beat the Bears, it wasn't the Bears. They kind of been stumbling a little bit.
And then watch, they'll beat the Bills in week 18, but they'll be like, the Bills weren't playing for anything. They had the 2 seed locked up.
But if they beat the Bills They play them like two weeks before
week 16 and week 18.
Yeah, 16. If they beat the Cardinals in 15 in Arizona, then I think people think Arizona's a good football team.
They're awesome.
If they win five games, then Bill should be asked why they had a better record this year with Mayo than they did last year with you. And that's, they easily could win five games.
Well, they could go on, what's this, three-game winning streak.
Three winnable games coming up here.
Yeah. Right.
All right, what's next?
Next, let's pivot to a team that is in a bit of mayhem here, just like the Bears. That'd be the Dallas Cowboys. Maybe a potential landing spot for Bill Belichick, who knows? Micah Parsons has made his feelings on Mike McCarthy very well known. Here was Micah Parsons after that game Sunday that started making the rounds yesterday.
You know, that's above my pay grade about if Mike is coaching again next year. All coaching aside, coaching, you know, Mike can leave and go wherever he wants. But the guys, I kind of feel bad for is guys like Zach Martin and guys who might be on their last year on their way out, you know, because that's who I wanted to hold the trophy for. You know, you want to win games and do great things with those type of legends who put in more time and work than Mike McCarthy ever did. So those are the kind of guys that I have so much sympathy and hurt for.
Oof. That's a little awkward this morning when you walk into the facility.
What?
I don't know anything about Mike McCarthy's work ethic. I know the result on the field is not great. So, right.
Wiggy, did you ever have a coach that was in a walk year?
I don't think so, but I have to.
Well, you were in one.
Yeah, and every year was a walk year.
And Brock did.
That was true. But that was more.
That was more the union.
Yeah, that was more the union.
Yeah.
If I was a union man, I'd still be coaching right now. But unfortunately, I'm not.
Is it true that your sweatshirt had scab on the side?
Super Bowl champion Jermaine. Oh my gosh.
Don't worry about it.
Because there was no strike going on.
Oh, good.
I love Jerry Jones losing it again yesterday because of the sunlight in the eyes of his receivers in his beautiful billion-dollar stadium. I love it.
Do you want to know the worst part, too? They have, like, curtains for those windows that they use for other events that aren't football games. And he acts like, yeah, we knew that where the sun would be at the beginning of the season. That's something people have known for thousands of years. You know where the sun's going to be.
Yeah.
There's a scientist that can tell you where the sun's going to be on June 12th, 2082.
Yeah, they should have built that. If they do have curtains, bring them down or something like that, because that's the hottest thing to catch is a sun ball.
Also, why are you building a billion-dollar stadium so that there's sun directly in the end zone?
I'm not asking this to be annoying, but what my guess is, if Bill or, you know, a good coach was in Dallas, couldn't they open and close it depending on when they were on defense? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, they probably have to either have it open at the beginning, like kind of what the Texans do with the retractable roof. You got to open it pregame.
But maybe there's not a rule specifically stating what you do with the, you know.
So, like, in between quarters?
Right.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, Curtis, they also knew where this was going to be. They could have, you know, during the coin toss, picked the side so that they weren't going into the sun.
Right. Well, I think Jerry has, I think he would have a easy line to whoever controls the curtains to say, hey, shut the curtains because we're going in this direction. But
if the two of them can put up with each other, meaning Jerry Jones and Bill Belichick, that seems like the most likely landing spot for him.
Greg, Jerry is too much like Robert. He doesn't spend like you think. They really don't. That roster is not great.
Well, this year, Curtis, alone, he gave Dak a new deal. He gave CeeDee Lamb a new deal.
Right, that's re-signing players. And free agency, they don't. I mean, I'll get their cash spending this year, but it's never near the top.
But the problem is they don't have to spend because Jerry Jones, give him credit, he does a good job of finding guys in the draft that turn out to be good that he re-signs.
Outside of this year, the roster stinks.
Well, no.
Outside of the top three guys, that roster is bad.
What's Dak,
CD, Micah Parsons, and the rest of that roster?
Yeah, but the Diggs kid's pretty good.
He's okay.
The linebacker, who's the linebacker that they have?
Overshawn?
What the hell's his name?
Oh, Van Der Esch? I don't know that he's playing anymore.
No. Did he get
Leighton
hurt?
Van Der Esch? Didn't he retire before the season started?
No, but I'm just saying that they do a good job of getting guys.
Wiggy, the roster stinks. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
When have we
the offensive line is bad.
Stop it, Shine. When have we ever talked about the Dallas Cowboys not having a good roster?
Right now, this season. In particular.
But before the season, we talked about how good their roster was. And their O-line was pretty good last year. And they only lost the kid, what's his name, Trayvon Smith. Tyron Smith. We've never talked about the Dallas Cowboys not having a good roster. We've never
They
done
also
that.
Lost their starting center and right, their starting right tackle, I believe.
Our boy would say, Mayo, you capping, because we've never talked.
I'm surely not.
No.
I've been saying this all year that the Dallas roster stinks.
The beginning of the season, everybody talked about the Dallas Cowboys, right? Myself included. They have talent on that roster.
Courtney, remind me, weren't we going at Wiggy about Dak Prescott versus Brock Purdy?
Yes, you and I were, but I think Wiggy's right. Majority of people were talking about the Dallas Cowboys in a glowing light.
Yeah.
The Cowboys have won 1, 2, 3 playoff games since 1995.
Right.
They need Bill.
I mean,
but the Cowboys.
They're not getting him.
But the Cowboys, when you think about the Cowboys,
they're America's team.
When you look at them, they are
$10 billion valuation.
They are America's team. But every year they have talent, and when we criticize them, we're always criticizing some of the plays, but it's always the coach, whether it was Jason Garrett we criticized for all those years, Mike McCarthy. So if you're Bill and you're going to an organization like that, you have one of the best receivers in the league. You have arguably one of the best defensive players in the National Football League in Micah Parsons. You have a top 10 quarterback, whether you like him or dislike him. So for you to say that this team doesn't have talent, that's just, come on, man.
All right. Anything else, Sean?
I had one more for you here, if you'd like it. So on Sunday, we watched as Deebo Samuel shoved the long snapper. There was a bit of a feud on the sideline. Richard Sherman has decided to weigh in, beacon of morality here. Here is Richard Sherman talking about that interaction between Deebo and the long snapper and the kicker.
And people, have some sympathy for you. You miss one kick. You're like, hey, the rust. Then you miss two kicks. You're like, all right, now. And then the third kick, you start to have a lot of questions, and you start to see a frustration from both players and fans. And when Deebo Samuel goes up to him and says, lock in, and apparently that's what he said, that's what Tabor Pepper said he said, you don't defend him from that. You don't get to defend him from accountability from the team. If I give up a touchdown pass and one of my fellow teammates come on like, hey, come on now, lock in now. Somebody's not going to come in and save me. You got to be tough. This is the National Football League. You make a mistake, you are held accountable.
He ain't lying.
Okay.
He ain't lying. You better lock in. You got a job to do. Lock in.
Well, is Deebo locked in every second of every single play of his entire career?
I mean, the dude
career? Played
with pneumonia, I'd say yeah.
Yeah, and if Deebo made dropped a big touchdown pass in the game, I'm guaranteeing you there'd be like a Nick Bosa or a Fred Warren would walk up to him and say, hey, Deebo, you got to lock in him. Man, we're going to need you.
Yeah.
That's the nature of the beast.
All right. Well, that is, they said it. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. Monday Night Football saw the Dolphins take down the Rams in L.A. Final score 23-15. Tua completed 20 of 28 passes for 207 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. The Celtics have the Hawks in town tonight, and Jason Tatum's ankle injury may be a bit worse than we expected.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this is not good.
That's on Giannis, by the way.
Yes. Yep. He's listed as questionable for this evening. Do you think? I don't think he plays.
No, I wouldn't play him. Not against the Hawks. Jalen Brown's
is good.
Yeah, so I would say, all right, you sit for.
Hold him out to that Cleveland game if you need to.
Sit him for a couple of games.
Another big night for my guy, Pete Pritch.
There you go. Step
Lock
up,
Lock in
P.
those P-pitch props, Courtney.
Lock in, P.
Shime, unfortunately, I will not be taking any of your bets today.
I'm saying is P-Pritch has dominated this year. So.
Greg, can you be honest?
It's a great prop.
Yes, Curtis.
Do you shoot hoops by yourself near Echelon in hopes that Peyton Pritchard will come over and play one-on-one one day?
Yes. Because I feel like I could have an edge just based on boxing out alone. Like, I feel like I would always be able to box Pete Pritch out. He's a tiny little fella.
Did you hear what Drew Holiday said about him?
No.
He said there's a drill that they do in practice where the goal of the drill is try to defend Pete Pritch full court and nobody can do it.
Really?
Yes. He said he's the hottest guy to defend, like, picking up full court. So,
Al Horford and Jaden Springer are also questionable for this one. And the Bruins are on the road to take on the Blues in St. Louis tonight. Puck drop is at 8. And in honor of Veterans Day, Shaw's and Star Market are offering those who served a 10% discount on shopping orders to customers who show a valid military ID at checkout from November 8th through November 14th. Restrictions apply. See store for details. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
It is 47 degrees and sunny. Afternoon high, windy 55.